MLB, NBA, NHL, NFL, Score Big has all the sports tickets you want at up to 60% off. It's easy to use. I've used it myself. All you got to do is log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Score Big icon. Score Big, the lead pipe lock for great game tickets. Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green, with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. So Ryan, in the 2014 NFL Draft, with the first selection, the New York Giants select whom?
Obviously you're not an Antrell role follower. And last time I checked, Sean, he's the only guy I know in the Giants locker room, so... If he feels the team's come together and they're going to finish 12-0, I gotta get behind that.
Well, what?
Also, Sean.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, the Giants put the league on notice. They gave the Eagles a full 3 to 4 days warning that they would be unleashing David Wilson this week by cutting Darrell Scott.
Oh wow.
Yep. You cut your backup running back or your starting whatever that. You're sending a message. You're like, watch out, Philly.
They also sent out a message. Did you see they had a Royal Rumble of sorts for offensive linemen? They basically brought in 10 different offensive linemen with the idea that 10 guys enter, one man leaves, and the guy got a deal. He got signed.
Played for the Eagles, right?
I think he might have.
Yeah.
He's goes by the name of Vince Papale.
Oh, wow.
No. Yeah.
I think it's a dude who played. He either played for the Cowboys or Eagles last year.
Right, the guy has professional football.
No, you know what it is—the Eagles. He played.
But, yeah, so that's a great, great bullet
point. He played 16 games for the Eagles last year.
Yeah, and the highlight of their year last year was the horrific, horrific offensive line play. So I got to be stoked about that, Ryan. It is rivalry week here on the Sports Gambling Podcast. The New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles will be butting heads. We'll get to that shortly. Let's recap week four. Let's get to it. Thursday night, we were both on the 49ers. Nice chunk of change on the Niners, -3. I even put a little over bet in the league heads. Cashed both those. Felt great. And San Francisco just dominated this game, 35-11. St. Louis is in trouble, man. Sam Bradford.
St. Louis is who we thought they were, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Everyone kept saying, when's Sam Bradford going to take the next step? That would imply that Sam Bradford took the first step.
I think he took a first step. I just don't think he has the capability to take the next step.
He dipped a toe into the water. He didn't really make any... Those games they won in the division, there was a lot of fluke plays there. He just misses open receivers. Here's how you can tell if an NFL quarterback is good or not. It's very easy. You just look at the guy's footwork. If the guy has good footwork, he keeps his feet planted, he plants off that back foot when he throws. You can just tell the guy's confidence by the way he throws. Just by looking at his feet, you can tell if a guy's a good quarterback or not. And Sam Bradford doesn't have it. I thought 49ers were going to rebound. They looked pretty solid, and they went back to a simple game plan of just running Frank Gore and then letting that set up Colin Kaepernick, not making him do too much.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the number one overall pick, you have to have a better career than Tavares Jackson. He's really the measuring stick.
Yeah.
If you want to be not considered a raging bust as a quarterback, you have to be better than Tavares Jackson.
Well, now here, I mean, I think Sam Bradford is definitely in bust category right now. And if you're a Rams fan, you got to be kicking yourself for not taking RG3 with that pick.
Well, Sam Bradford was like the last. Wasn't he the last, or was it Stafford, last quarterback to get the big contract?
Yeah, Bradford, I think, was the last guy to get.
It might have been Stafford, actually, but Or did Bradford come after Stafford?
Yeah, I think Bradford came after a year after Stafford. And he was the last one to get that crazy rookie deal. So I think that was partly why they ended up staying with him, is because they owed him so much money.
Yeah. They got a lot of picks coming, though, to be fair.
Yeah, they do.
They still have a first-round pick coming from the Redskins, which right now that's looking like a decent pick.
That was the other thing about this Trent Richardson trade. Everyone on Twitter is just going crazy, like, how could the Cleveland Browns do that? It was so crazy. Yes, it was unprecedented, but if you're Cleveland Browns, it totally makes sense. Now you get two very good you're going to probably end up with two pretty solid first-round picks. Or regardless, you have two first-round picks. You can trade one of the other picks to move up. I mean, if they have a bad year, they'll be in a position to draft anyone they want. That is worth more than Trent Richardson.
No one trades a first-round pick. I mean, I think it's crazy that they got a first-round pick for Trent Richardson.
Yeah, I think Indy was desperate to find a running back. Their guy went down for the year. I think, but we'll see who ends up winning out in the long run. But I think that was a fine deal by Cleveland.
I mean, at this point, we have to start acknowledging the fact that these Alabama running backs just look really good because they're playing with an NFL offensive line in college.
I know. I feel like I could average.
Mark Ingram was awesome in college. He's not done one productive thing in the NFL.
No, they just don't have it. Okay, Ryan. Buffalo Bills at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Love our Buffalo Bills as home dogs. They won outright. They were 3-point, 3.5-point dogs. They won outright 23-20 against the Ravens, although didn't look great doing it. They probably should have won by more, but you can't complain if you're a Bills fan or if you're on the right side of this one.
I think the Bills might have a good defense. I think that's...
They picked off Joe Flacco 5 times.
And they've just played well against everyone. Defensively.
Yeah, but now, just in classic Bills fashion, getting injuries, and I don't know. I mean, I hope it works out for the Bills, but I think it's going to be a tough game coming up Thursday night against this next team, the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland at home. We've talked about it many a times. Cleveland plays division foes very tough at home throughout their history. They won outright against the Cincinnati Bengals 17-6. Brian Hoyer, 2 wins in a row. Looking pretty solid doing it, too. Throwing the ball well.
Jordan Cameron's really good. I don't know, man. This Browns team knew what they were doing.
Listen, Hoyer does not look bad.
Do you remember Lombardi on Simmons' podcast?
Yeah, on the Bill Simmons podcast.
Always talking about Brian Hoyer.
Waxing poetically about Brian Hoyer.
Belichick's boy.
Finally got him. Finally worked out for him.
Yeah, I don't know. This is crazy. They're one. They're in first place, right?
Yeah. Do you think this is an indictment on Cincinnati?
No, I think Cincinnati was looking ahead to this week.
Oh.
I think they kind of just assumed they were going to walk on the Browns, and they were looking ahead to this week.
See, you want to talk about guy making the next step. I think this is Andy Dalton. He's got to make the next step. If you want to talk about a guy who already showed he could do a little something and looking for the next step, I put Andy Dalton in that category.
The difference is his next step is winning a playoff game, you know?
Right. But he got him to the playoffs. He's done a lot more than Sam Bradford. So
yeah, no. I think he's better quarterback for sure. I think they were totally looking ahead to the Patriots.
Well, looking ahead to the New Orleans Saints, possibly. That would be an excuse.
Oh, sorry, the Saints.
Chicago Bears? No, well, the Bears transitioning, right?
Oh, I see. But was I right? It is New England. All right.
Patriots at Cincinnati next
week. Sorry. Jesus.
Chicago Bears at home lost 32-4. Or no, sorry. Chicago Bears on the road. 3 points. They were getting 3 points against Detroit. I like the Bears here. Felt good. But in classic Cutler fashion, he just gave us those. Nothing surprising about that Cutler performance. Reggie Bush dominating, helping out my fantasy team, so I felt a little better about that. But Detroit 40, Chicago 32, and it certainly wasn't that close. Detroit was in command of this the whole time. And just basically classic Bears collapse here of just turnovers. And I was surprised how well Detroit was able to run the ball. I think that was the biggest thing that I didn't see coming. I thought the Bears' defense would have been able to hang a little bit better. They claimed, of course, that their Adonijay was feeding basically giving all the line calls to But real, that doesn't help. Doesn't help Reggie Bush break tackles. But if I was a Bears fan, I'd definitely be holding on to that.
Yeah.
As an Eagles fan, I still bring up Spygate.
Yeah.
Fucking Patriots.
Stop.
All right, Ryan. Moving on. I think you watched this game. New York Giants going on the road into Kansas City. 4-point dog. Oh, you're giving the Giants 4 points? We gotta get the Giants here. I think I took Giants just as a either way I win, and I won by watching the Giants get shellacked 31-7. Man, bad times in NYG here. But Kansas City.
Sean, what are you gloating about?
It's awesome to see the Giants be on.
What was the what was the score differential here?
24 points.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't.
Just keep that number
close.
In mind. Keep that. Yeah, the Giants looked like shit, but like we discussed, this is the beginning of the season. It's a 12-game season.
Now, when do you talk? When do you talk benching Eli? How far? Like what? I mean,
stop.
0-8.
This is 100%. Any intelligent person who's watching the games, this is the offensive line. They're playing practice squad guys and guys off the street. They just got to get some time together, figure out each other's mojo, get some good chemistry.
Now, is there any chance that Tom Coughlin is currently talking to
his son-in-law,
Chris Snee?
Oh.
Are they on speaking terms right now with how bad the offensive line is playing?
Well, no, because Snee's hurt and he's maybe out for the year, so he's not responsible.
Yeah, I still feel like he's got to throw him under the bus.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of the bus, former home of...
Oh, good job, Sean.
Yeah. What's now I'm blanking on his name, so I killed the transition. But
Jerome Bettis,
former Pittsburgh Steeler, in London, Minnesota, an underdog by, wow, looks like on Yahoo closed at 3. Pittsburgh is 3-point favorites. I like Pittsburgh here. I thought they were going to be able to get it done. Our take, I think, on the game was that two kind of subpar teams, a better quarterback would win out. That was when Christian Ponder with sore ribs was listed as the starter. I still stay with it even when they went to Matt Castle. And, of course, what happened? Got burned by AP. But Pittsburgh came back late, got it within a score. They were on the 10. Roethlisberger's Big Ben in Big Ben's shadow and just fumbles the ball on the 10. You got two plays there.
No, it was probably over when he was getting sacked. He couldn't get sacked there.
Well, I think they still would have had time to run a quick play.
10 seconds. It would have been tough.
He started going down with like 8 seconds. It could have been close. Either way, you can't lose the ball there.
You know who else lost, Sean?
Who?
Fans of football. We got to stop with this.
Well, next
England
they got the
bullshit.
Jaguars coming up.
We got to stop. When's the next game?
I don't know. We'll look that up there. But my roommate's friend was visiting. He was a guy from England, and I was talking to him, and he was like, "Yeah, people are stoked about the games. They're getting behind it." Like,
no,
NFL
good. They should make
is...
their own league, like the MLS, like we did with the MLS.
Yeah, MLS has clearly taken off.
It kind of has, Tone.
It hasn't.
Kind of has.
Soccer, no one's ever going to enjoy soccer. I don't care for it. The country's rejected it as a whole. Okay, Ryan, pick I felt great about, Arizona Cardinals. Once again, my Cardinals going into Tampa Bay, fighting the staph infections and the Buccaneers and all their drama, eking out a 13-10 victory as a 2.5-point underdog. Well, story of this game is Glennon throwing two picks to
Both teams are horrible.
Both teams looking horrible. Carson Palmer showed some life early. I don't know what happened to that life. Not really there lately. But Arizona's defensive backfield keeps them in games. I felt very strongly about Arizona over 5.5 games, already 2-2.
Sean, we talked about this before the season, but everyone was talking about how Arizona was going to be great because of Carson Palmer. Do we not remember who Carson Palmer is, everyone?
Yeah, listen, I didn't say they were going to be great. I never said they were going to be good.
I'm just saying people.
I'm defending my point by saying I thought they were a very easy play for
wins. I still don't think they win 6 games.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that.
I would bet you that right now.
All right. So you don't think they go 4-8? They can't pull that off?
No.
All right.
Remember what happened last year?
They were 4-0. That was clearly an anomaly. a 4-0 led team by Kevin Cobb before he found a floor mat or, well, that was in Buffalo, but still. There's no way Kevin Cobb has any memory of that. But he's so concussed.
The other thing, Sean, yes. Now that we've seen Mike Glennon, really concerned he's going to get broken in half. He's extremely skinny.
Now, this is why you fire Schiano. First off, for all the drama going on with...
That's all him.
Yeah, it's all just him versus
Josh
Freeman.
He leaked that shit about the...
The drug testing.
Yeah, now they're saying that Josh Freeman has off-the-field issues. Media outlets are saying off-the-field issues. Apparently, being in that, it doesn't mean anything. Like, he's not... He wouldn't even be suspended if he got caught with drugs again. Like, he's not even close to being, like, where the Pac-Man... Anyone who's ever been suspended has been.
Yeah. He spent the game in the press box, deactivated, hanging out with the owner or whatever, some suite.
What is going on?
How do you not fire him? I understand you want to wait out a guy, wait till the end of the year, but just for morale, don't you just have to fire Schiano?
Did you hear the latest news?
What's the latest?
The Bucks asked Josh Freeman to not attend a team meeting on Monday,
yeah.
And other players believe it's so that they could start more negative press about how he's missing meetings.
Well, and this is the most confounding thing, right? So they're on the hook for his contract. The only way they can get theoretically bailed out is by trading him. So they're doing everything they can do to devalue him. It makes no sense.
This is Greg Schiano did this kind of stuff to his players at Rutgers. Like, he did not have a very good reputation with anyone. Anyone. I mean, even the NFL scouts, apparently, he treated like shit.
Well, yeah, supposedly, wasn't it Schiano? We talked about that story, that he had trouble coming up with a staff because guys didn't want to work for him.
Yeah.
Imagine a hungry college coach turning down an NFL assistant job. That's what kind of asshole Greg Schiano is.
Yep.
He's Bush League. Okay, speaking of Bush League, the Jags at home shellacked by the Colts. 37-3, 8-point home dogs. That's got to be good. No, I'm never picking Jacksonville again. If you ever ask me a pick for this season in the NFL, I'm going fading the Jacksonville Jaguars. Even when that 28-point spread comes out against the Broncos, I'm going big on the Broncos there, Ryan.
Jacksonville
jumped out to a 3-point lead, only to be murdered 37-0. They're just horrible in all sides of the ball.
On the good side, well, two things. Good news, bad news. Justin Blackmon, done with his suspension. He's at least a Pro Bowl caliber player. Bad news, they traded away their left tackle for like a third round pick. To the Ravens.
Horrible idea. Horrible
team. A tackle they drafted with like a top five pick.
The only way the Jags are going to get back into this is if they somehow have a super sexy owner, they have a picture of her naked, and then they take off a piece of the picture every time they win a game.
They're tanking it to move to London.
That's what it feels like, Ryan. That's what it feels like. Oh, Ryan. Seattle. Seahawks. Went into Houston. I said, the Seahawks, these Seahawks, Ryan, they don't lose games.
Sean, I like to quote a good friend of ours. Some might say idol. Was his name Brandon Lang?
Yes.
Our job is to get you on the right side of the game, Sean. We had you on the right side of the game here.
Well, I disagree. I disagree.
They outgained them by a ton of yards.
Right.
Stop
but,
it.
Right, and that's like saying, Indy had this miraculous cover.
You watched the game. Seattle didn't really do anything. Houston was going up and down the field, just not scoring points and giving the ball to Seattle.
Ryan, the reason I pick Seattle is because they just know how to win games. And Houston just knows how to blow games.
But you know that Houston was the right side.
Were you shocked when Matt Schaub threw that pick six?
No. I was shocked that Seattle. You don't tell me you weren't shocked that they came back being down 20-6 in the fourth quarter. Stop it, Sean.
No.
Stop it.
I was surprised.
We were counting it as a win in the contest at halftime.
Yeah, because
stop it.
You and the other guy picked it. I said Seattle.
Oh, here we go. Keep track of Sean's record going forward.
Listen, Ryan, we're overlooking the fact that when the Seahawks were up, or the Seahawks are down 20-3, our good friend Walton Jordan bet you 20 push-ups.
20-6.
Bet you 20 push-ups.
We bet in the fourth quarter. It was 20-6. It felt like a good bet.
That the Seahawks would win outright. They were down 14 points. You easily took the bet because there was no spread involved.
As you would have also.
Yes, I probably would have.
Stop it.
It's a free 14 points. You got to
feel
take
like I'm
that
taking crazy
points.
Pills right now.
We'll have a video of Ryan's 20 push-ups on the sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Make sure you check that out. And I'm sure we'll tweet it out on Twitter, at Gambling Podcast.
Video's going to go viral, Sean.
It surely is. Ooh, now, bad times for the New York Jets. Got worked pretty hard here in Tennessee. I way off on this game, guys. Thought it'd be a much closer game, but this Tennessee team is for real. Winning 38-13, unfortunately losing Jake Locker for, what do we see,
four to six weeks? But they're one of those teams that, are they really losing a ton going to Ryan Fitzmagic?
Yeah, I feel like you can plug Fitzmagic in there with this. I mean, really, it's about their defense, just not turning the ball over.
They have a good defense.
You want to talk about surprise teams. Tennessee Titans have to be up there,
Did
right?
you see Chris Johnson's Twitter blast?
No.
He got all pissed off at all the fantasy owners. He's like, I don't care if I run for 23 yards and win. Y'all love me if I run for 200 and lose. Also, Sean, came across this news story.
Real quick. I love the new era of players calling out fantasy owners. We've really turned the corner.
I know.
Instead of
owners. We're in their heads.
Yeah, I know, really.
We really who do knew, own them.
Who knew you could rattle Chris Johnson so easily with a couple at replies that they're losing their crap?
All right, Sean. Rex Ryan looking to mix up the Jets. Coach Rex Ryan says he's been thinking about, in quotes, bringing back the color-coded wristband he used with Mark Sanchez in 2009 for Geno Smith. Hey, whatever it takes, Ryan said. I've been thinking about it. There's a fine line between being aggressive and being smart with it as well. It's a green, yellow, red wristband with specific plays in each color category. The quarterback can be more aggressive on green plays, while red on ones to be conservative. Oh my God, is Geno Smith retarded?
Well, the way he handles the ball, you would think so. Why? I think that's an awesome idea. I really do. If you've spent time around professional athletes, they're generally not
bright. That's so funny. Because that's what Rex Ryan uses, because he's like dyslexic. He's dyslexic or something.
Okay, Ryan, we'll just breeze through this game. Denver Broncos ran into a speed bump known as the Philadelphia Eagles. Easy money here. I think we're both on the Broncos big here. Made
my biggest bet of the football season. Well, not bet. Yeah, almost. Almost as big as that Giants bet week one.
Oh, really? You had a pretty big one on Giants week one?
Yeah.
Well, you were right.
I was on the right side for that.
You're on the right side of this one. Broncos took care of the Eagles easily, 52-20.
Well, that's 32 points, Sean.
Yeah, it's a 32-point
loss.
Yeah, against the Denver Broncos, not the Kansas City Chiefs. Hmm. I mean, if you want to brag about your
Both undefeated, Sean.
You want to brag
Both undefeated.
Okay, the Eagles played the Chiefs much better than the
How bad
the
did
New
they
York
get beat
Giants.
By the Chiefs?
They lost by 10. They didn't lose by 24.
Lost
so what do you
loss.
Say? Kansas City,
a loss is a
Kansas
loss.
City's home field works out to 14 points?
It sounds about
I can't
right.
wait till the Broncos play. Oh, wait, they already did. They already murdered them.
Not by the 32 points.
What'd they lose by, 24?
Maybe 32
they
points.
They haven't come close. They haven't been within, well, with the exception of that first game, they haven't been within like 20 points of a game, Ryan. You should be very
I can't wait till Sunday. This is going to be so
worried.
Awesome. Someone's going to be drinking a lot of whiskey.
I already got some whiskey. Oakland Raiders. Ugh. You thought maybe Pryor had some hope. Maybe they put something together. Only 14 points at home, including a touchdown off a block punt. Washington seemingly put it together a little bit here. Didn't look great doing it, or just looked okay. Won't beat up on them too hard. 24-14.
It looked like shit. I'll do it.
Oakland 3-point dogs. Couldn't cover. And neither one of these teams I took a lot out of.
This is how bad they were. Matt Flynn is no longer the backup quarterback. Now that Terrell Pryor. He's the third string quarterback. He's been demoted.
They asked Dennis Allen what happened. He goes, well, you know, sometimes things just don't work out.
Oh, that's so great.
Classic. All right. San Diego Superchargers, one of our locks, Ryan. I feel like we were talking a lot about this game. Chargers at home, matched up nice against the Cowboys. Got down a little bit, but Phillip Rivers' career year continues. 30-21 at home. Danny Woodhead catching a couple TDs out of the backfield. look out for this Chargers team. And once again, the roller coaster ride that is the Dallas Cowboys settles in at 500 once again.
Yep. Tough game for them coming up, too.
Does not get any easier. Atlanta Falcons at home against New England Patriots. I liked Atlanta here, only laying 2 points, but New England is New England, man. Just getting it done any way they can. I don't know why Atlanta couldn't get it done in the red zone.
I'll tell you why.
I think they got a little rattled by...
Bill Belichick, smart. Mike Smith, not smart. Matt Ryan was just staring at Tony Gonzalez, so Belichick literally just took two guys and said, hold him. Just hold him at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and Tony Gonzalez is still making catches.
But at the red zone, they just couldn't do anything. I don't know. To me, that showed...
That fourth and two where they went for it, where they didn't have to go. They could have got that field goal, or the guy was wide open. People kept saying, oh, that's a bad call by Mike Smith. No, that was just Matt Ryan. There was no one coming near him. He threw off his front foot, just like not a good throw. And it was a 2 yard out. He easily could have had that in the first down.
How big of a loss is Wilfork going to be?
You would think huge, but then again, it's the Patriots, man.
Yeah.
They just figure out, as annoying and cliched as it sounds, they figure out a way to win.
They do, and Gronk's coming back.
Gronk deciding it's time to return. New Orleans Saints at home Monday night.
Oh, no.
Thought Miami would keep it close, and they did. They were definitely in this game. Tannehill, got to learn how to tuck the ball away. Saints roll, 38-17. Saints defense looking good. Saints seemingly unstoppable. Probably the best team in the NFC right now, with the exception maybe of Seattle. Looking very good moving forward.
With him being suspended last year, I totally forgot how much I hate Sean Payton. Really don't like Sean Payton. He's in the it's him and the Harbaughs. Those are the coaches I just wish someone would just punch him in their faces.
As a fellow dip guy, I feel like I got to stand up for Harbaugh.
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton.
I just wish John Gruden would just go down and punch him in his stupid face.
Very well could happen. All right, Ryan, you want to move on to week 5 here?
Yeah, I think first we should look back. Look at the pick'em.
Oh, yeah. Take a look at our ESPN pick'em.
We have a new top 5. Well, really, it's a top 6. We got some ties in there. We got Nostradamus. Came into the pick'em late, Sean. Did not play week 1.
Wow.
Since then, 33 picks. Wow.
That's a nice tear.
Really doing well.
11 pick
really
a week
doing
average.
Well. Coming in second, Zim Zum, not dumb, with 31. I'm a genius with 31. And then tied for fourth, Pickmaster. That's our guy, isn't it?
Yep.
Pickmaster with 30. Mushing Picks with 30. And Sean T. Green with 30.
Yeah, and I'm dropping a 7. Which
You're
I
dropping
like
a 7.
Solid. I'm in the 97.4 percentile, Ryan. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, you're really. I'm not doing that well. 30. You know what's weird? Not doing well in the either pick 'em really, but doing pretty well gambling.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, like we say, you just got to be smart with the bankroll. We pick all the games here, but yeah, you just got to decide which one of these picks you really rate high enough to wager on. And I also enjoy. Feel free, guys. Keep trying to give us crap on Twitter at Gambling Podcast. I do like when guys weigh in, give us crap about our picks, and vice versa. It's fun. I also like guys who expect or someone to, like, I love some of the guys who are like, oh, what's your record? Blah, blah. We talk about a record. And also, we're not one of these.
We're putting it on. You can go. The ESPN thing's public. You can see who we're picking. Those lines are a little different.
They are, and for whatever reason, those lines have been
now,
beneficial.
And with
to
the
me.
Exception of last week, where I, for whatever reason, Twitter wasn't working on my phone, I always send out the picks that I actually bet on.
Yeah.
So
Ryan always throws
suck
out.
Suck it.
Sometimes I feel some hits. I mean, I'm down to make the picks all the time. But sometimes when I'm gambling with, like, throwing the actual cash on the games, I get a little hesitant. Don't want to throw it out there because I feel like I'm jinxing it. But I got to move past that, Ryan, for the listeners.
No, you are a mush.
And, yeah, I have mush tendencies. And as a mush, you know what triggers a mush relapse. I'm not going to do that, so I'm going to steer clear.
How much you throwing on the Eagles this week, Sean?
I don't know. That's an interesting play, Ryan. We'll break that down.
I would love if you would bet on the Eagles this week.
And also, I think what separates our podcast is that we're not trying to market you anything. We're not trying to market you some premium picks package where you have to drop all this cash. We make picks, all right, guys? We don't sell them, okay? That's Sports Gambling Podcast.
Oh.
Official company line. Well, it's just...
The spin stops here, Sean.
I think it's asinine to sell picks, but... Hey, if you want to buy, just as a man, you want to buy someone else's picks? No.
I never understood why you would do that.
It takes out the entertainment value of gambling. Yeah, we talk about the picks.
I guess making money's fun, but isn't the fun part like figuring out what you're going to bet on
but Ryan,
and why?
Also, listen, we're all grown men here. Is there, if a guy was really making so much money, do you think he would be going on a podcast insisting that you buy his premium plays? Like, if money was just piling in, do you think you would also, if you had the, like, Biff from Back to the Future, who has all the answers to all the
that would
NFL
ruin
picks,
football.
Do you think he would bother having to sell his picks package? No. So you guys can do the math.
That would really, wouldn't that ruin football for you?
Yes. Or maybe it would just make football amazing because I could just flip through the next 25 years, see that the Eagles don't win a Super Bowl, throw it into a fireplace, and just move on to something else in my life.
All right, Sean.
All right, enough.
Shall we proceed?
Yes. Week 5 picks.
Well, Sean, Thursday night.
TNF.
TNF.
I've been waiting 2 days for Thursday night.
You're Buffalo Bills.
Love Buffalo.
They head down to, they head down to Cleveland, where Cleveland, we talked about this a little before the show, miraculously, laying, what is it right now? I got 4.
We'll call it a 4.
I got 4. I think that's, let's go with the Las Vegas hotel lines. We usually do that, right?
Yep.
So, I don't know. To me, as soon as I saw this line, I just thought it was an overreaction. I thought, there's no way this Cleveland team really should be I know it's Thursday night, but really should this Cleveland team be laying more than a field goal?
It's weird, Ryan. I think with the exception... oh, no. Road team's 2-2. It does feel like the underdog's been doing... Well, no. Underdog's also 2-2. Not a lot of... The only trend is the teams playing on Thursday night seem to be doing well, with the exception of the Eagles the following week. With the exception of the Eagles, well, even with the Eagles included, the team who played the previous Thursday night 5-1 ATS and 5-1 straight up. I don't know. This one's tough for me. And it's because I'm trying to factor in these Buffalo injuries. And... Can Brian Hoyer do it? Do you think... I think the key here, Ryan, is this Buffalo defense that's seemingly playing pretty well, does that translate?
Brian Hoyer is still the quarterback, right?
Yeah, but he's looked decent.
Yeah, I just...
Does the defensive backfield of the Bills translate to a Thursday night short road? I mean, you know, short week.
Yeah, it's a tough spot. I mean, it's Thursday night football. I'll probably have to put a couple bucks on it, but
the Indians lost, right?
Yeah.
This is all Cleveland has right now. The city of Cleveland. They're gonna go out. They're gonna be rallying around a 2-2 team.
When has Cleveland rallied together and done anything?
Yeah. All right. Give me the Bills getting 4, but I am nervous about the running back injury. So I'm gonna have to look into that a little bit.
They're
more.
Both supposed to play.
Okay. All right, well, give me the Bills plus 4.
All right, Sean. Sunday. Kansas City heads to Tennessee, where Tennessee is plus 2.5 at home. I like this a little. I grabbed this a little bit at 3, grabbing Tennessee. I think this is going to be a close. This is going to be a field goal game.
I agree, and I think Kansas City's going to be on the right side of it.
All right.
Give me Kansas City minus 2.5. That feels fairly good to me. I think Alex Smith and Andy Reid, they're methodical, and I think they'll be able to pick them apart. And I think especially with Locker out, Fitzmagic, coming in. I think Kansas City ekes out a victory. I don't like them laying 3, but 2.5, I'll take it.
Yeah, this has since moved to 3 everywhere. So
I'll stay with Kansas City at 3. But other a little bit high. Like I said, I think it's going to be close as well, but I like Kansas City here.
All right. Next up, Miami Dolphins host the Baltimore Ravens, who I can't figure out Baltimore. I think Miami just had it was in a bad spot in New Orleans. Dolphins are laying 3. I like the home team here, but I went into this game trying to find a way to pick the Ravens because I have the season under for the Dolphins, but I think I just have to eat it. I like this Dolphins team at home against this Ravens team.
I don't know. This feels like a game Baltimore shows up for.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you're right. I just don't think they can show up.
I'm gonna take Baltimore. I think I like Baltimore in a short week against Miami. Miami, not a great home field team with the exception of their home opener. And Flacco. I just don't think Flacco is going to have 2 games that bad back-to-back. Harbaugh's a good coach. I think that Ravens defense actually may end up proving to be better than the defense last year. And Jacoby Jones that's his name, right?
Torrey Smith.
No, who's the I always get him mixed up. The Baltimore receiver with last name Jones.
Jacoby Jones.
Okay, yeah. He should be playing. So give me the Ravens +3.
All right, Sean. St. Louis Rams, who, like we said, looked awful, facing a much more awful team in the Jacksonville Jaguars. St. Louis is getting 11.5, which is absolutely absurd. Absolutely absurd. I'm going to take St. Louis.
So am I, Ryan. I'm going to play that Thursday night trend. Oh. Feels like a good trend. And even a stronger trend, Jags 0-4 straight up. 0-4 ATS. They have 5 points at home combined.
I'll tell you what, Sean. I'm probably not going to bet this at 11.5, but you can't bet Jacksonville. I don't see how you can bet Jacksonville.
I think I could beat Jacksonville if I had 11 days to
prepare. I mean, I get the logic as to why you pick Jacksonville, but how can you pick Jacksonville?
Listen, I'm done. I told you. I'm off. If I lose this pick because Jacksonville loses by 10 points, fine. I have my head held high. If they win out,
67% of the money on Jacksonville.
Well, that's these.
That's crazy.
Hey, listen, it's your money. Do with it as you want.
More tickets are being printed for Jacksonville, and the spread's going up. So
you have to. You have to realize when you bet on a team like this, you probably are going to watch the game at some point. So if that's how you want to spend your money, God bless you.
All right, Sean, next up, Cincinnati Bengals coming off that horrible performance against Cleveland. Take on the Patriots, who coming off a big road win at Atlanta. Bengals are – this is crazy because I could have sworn this spread was the other way. But, yeah, it has since moved. It opened at Pick'em. It's now Cincinnati. It's 2 in the contest. It's between 1 and 2.5 all over. So Bengals -2. This is an interesting.
Give me New England here, big time, baby. See, Gronk's coming back. This is easy money.
Playing the contrarian approach has not done well this year at all. But this is a game where I think I have to take Cincinnati. 89% of the tickets coming out of New England. I've heard everyone say it's an easy, like Cincinnati just doesn't have. I got to play. I'm going to go with Cincinnati here. New England's got to lose a game.
Yeah.
This is a game they can lose.
No, I hear where you're coming from. I like the angle.
You're just doing faith-based betting this year?
Well, listen. I know. In the same way, it's just frustrating to lose against this New England team that obviously has their shit together. So yeah. I'm not gonna go against them right now.
All right, Sean. Next up, our Seattle Seahawks head to Indianapolis where they face Andrew Luck and your Colts. Tough matchup for you. You love both these teams.
I know.
Seattle, 3-point road favorites. Yeah. I don't know if I'll bet it, but I can't take the Colts. I got to go with the Seattle Seahawks here.
Seattle's a good team, man. They're a good team. If there was any letdown game, it would be Texans. But man, they're just a good team. Indy, I love Indy.
They just don't get phased. They're really, like, someone made a point. I was listening to some sports talk radio, and like coming out in the second half, they didn't look phased. They looked like they were going to come back
Wilson
out
is confident.
And do what they were going to do. And that defense is confident, man.
Ryan, do I look like a broken record? Because I should be. As soon as he lost that game, I said, that guy's a man. They just ride this Seahawks team.
All right, did you see the interview with Richard Sherman after the Sunday Night Football game where he shut down Anquan Boldin? Well, in it, they asked him. They're like, so, you know, what did it take? You know, we understand that you asked to cover him the whole game. And, like, what did it take to shut him down and hold him onto only one catch? And he looked at the reporter, Michelle Tafoya, and was like, I don't think that catch was on me. Like, these dudes are just confident.
Yeah.
They got swagger.
They have a confidence. I mean.
Did you know they call CenturyLink Field the Clink?
Why do they call it that?
CenturyLink. C-Link. Okay. Clink.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, it's like the college atmosphere up there. The 12th man.
Pete, Pep, Rally, Carroll. All
right. Anyway, I think we agree. We got to take Seattle, right?
They're just a good team. Man, they're just a really good team.
And I don't believe in Indy still. I know that's probably not the smart thing to do, but... All right, Sean, coming off a bye. First coming off a bye week action. Packers host the Detroit Lions. Detroit, after a nice, nice win at home against the Bears, they now have a road test. Sean, you know I don't like playing the Detroit Lions on the road. This is a trap spread, I believe. I believe this will be a bet of mine. If not, maybe my biggest bet. I like Green Bay laying the points here.
I see. Well,
Mike McCarthy coming off a bye against the team coming off good public perception game, and now they got to go on the road.
I'm going to have to take
Detroit. I don't want to talk you into it, but.
I'm going to have to take Detroit, Ryan. You make some compelling arguments coming off a bye. I get it. I think the bye lose a little value early in the season. And I think 7 points is a lot for an NFC North rivalry
game. Sean, you're a rest guy. You're always talking about long rest, short rest.
Yeah. No,
this is super long rest.
Brian, I get it.
Okay, no, I just pointed that out.
I think the spread should be 6. I think 7's a little too high.
I think
Reggie Bush has looked too good. I think Reggie Bush rounds out their game.
Okay.
I like them getting 7.
Next up, Sean, the New Orleans Saints coming off a big home win. Take to the road. And what we unofficially are pretty certain has the field with the longest grass in the NFL. Soldier Field. The Bears are a pick 'em at home. I say this every year, Sean. There's two stadiums that they grow their grass super long for some reason. Tampa Bay.
Yep.
And Chicago. New Orleans always struggles in Tampa Bay. They don't play Chicago as much, obviously. I like Chicago here. I think they bounce back.
So do I. This does feel like a little bit of a dip here for New Orleans going to Chicago. I think Chicago's going to rebound, and I think Chicago's still kind of a quality team, and I think they're going to – I like him as a pick, yeah. Give it to me.
I mean, this is the game where if I'm wrong here, then the Saints are for real. The Saints are a Super Bowl – like, for real, they're going to be in the conference championship.
No, this feels like a game that New Orleans loses by 3.
I do feel like this is going to be the week of the contrarian, and New Orleans, 85% of the tickets.
Yeah, I'm seeing 75 in Yahoo, so.
All right, Sean, next up. I don't know what's going on, Sean. Oh, here we go. Lost my place. Oh, it's the big game, Sean.
Yeah.
Philadelphia travels up the turnpike.
Combined 1-7.
But there is a good chance that the winner of this game, if it's the Eagles, they could be tied for the division lead.
Yeah, because
if it's the Giants, they could be one game out. Giants, somehow they're not. It's not a -3 game. For all of your ridiculous statements and comments, you feel it should some. You think the Eagles should be favored? This is clearly where you take the Giants. I told you, they put the league on notice. David Wilson's going to have it. David Wilson, I'll give you a prop, Sean. See if you'll take this bet. Over under 30.5 yards as total number of touchdown run yardage for David Wilson.
Well, I mean, that's
yards on his touchdown runs.
No, I'm not going to take that prop.
All right. You're scared.
It's just scared. A bizarre prop.
You're scared.
It has
David Wilson will run for 240-plus-yard touchdowns.
Okay, I'll take that bet.
That's not the bet. You got to give me odds on that bet.
Well, that's 80 yards of touchdown runs.
Yeah, and I carefully crafted my bet.
I'll say longest touchdown run over 30 yards. You're not having combined touchdown yards.
All right, I'll take the over.
All right. I'll take the under. I'll take the under on touchdown runs of, under 30 yards for sure.
Oh, that's easy money.
All right, Ryan.
Sean, why are the Eagles going to win this game?
Well, a number of things. I mean, the teams they've
Did they sign a new defense?
No, their defense has played poorly, but they've struggled against teams with good offenses. And one thing we've noticed about the New York Giants, not a good offense. I think this is one of the few offensive lines that the Eagles are better than as far as the front. I mean,
perhaps the Eagles make offenses better.
I disagree. I think they dominated the line of scrimmage against the Redskins. I imagine similar dominance. I don't think the Giants are going to be able to slow down the Eagles at all. And, I think they win comfortably.
All right. All right, Sean. Also coming off a bye, Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers head down to Arizona to face your Arizona Cardinals. I didn't need to watch the whole game last week to know that the Cardinals suck. I like the Panthers here coming off the bye. Cardinals are garbage. I'll take the road favorite here.
Give me the Arizona Cardinals.
No.
Just feels like a great game for the Carolina Panthers to collapse.
They're coming off a bye.
Cam Newton's going to throw a couple picks, Ryan. And Arizona, I think, plays well at home. Ryan, they've say what you will about Arizona. They've looked good at home. They beat the Lions at home, who you think are...
garbage.
It's a bad example of what you think. But
81% of the tickets on Carolina in this game.
Yeah, that's why I like the cards.
I can't take all the contrarian plays, man.
This is only their second home game. They look good against the Lions. And, yeah, I mean, they didn't look great on the road against New Orleans, but they won. They should have won against St. Louis, close game there. And they eked out a victory against the Tampa Bay team, which wasn't.
But, Sean, did you know what Cam Newton was doing during the bye week? He was learning how to win close games.
I thought you were going
to
say read, because the guy can't read a defense to save his life. They don't win close games. I mean, you want to look at historically what the Carolina Panthers are in a spread that's under 3 points? I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's got to be horrible.
All right, Sean. We'll agree to disagree. Next up, this game's been pushed back due to baseball playoffs. It's now an 8:35 West Coast kickoff on Sunday night, Sean. We get to watch football all day.
12 hours. We're looking at 13 hours, probably.
San Diego Chargers head to Oakland, where the Chargers are 4.5 point home or 4.5 point road favorite. This is crazy. Terrell backdoor Pryor's coming back. The Chargers are at their, I believe, at their peak. People are buying them way too high. They should not be 4.5 point road favorites. 85% of the money on the Chargers. I like the Raiders. I like the Raiders before I saw the. I just thought with Terrell Pryor and with the Chargers defense completely in shambles, they're losing guys on offense. I don't think they can hold it together. I think the Raiders might win this game.
I like the Chargers here. Don't feel good about the Raiders. Just don't feel good about that team. I mean, you got to win that game against the Redskins. East Coast team that's
Terrell Pryor was not playing.
Yeah, Ryan. I think San Diego's okay against Terrell Pryor.
I love how we're disagreeing at every game. This is healthy.
I mean, yeah. Phillip Rivers looks like
I'm going to be betting the Oakland money line.
Well, best of luck, Ryan.
This might sound crazy.
And it's going to be an 8:35 kickoff, so if you're down, which my predictions are correct, you're going to be down. So look at the Oakland money. I like San Diego. I don't like that number particularly. It's not a strong play by any means, but I'm going San Diego.
All right, Sean. Denver Broncos head down to Dallas, Texas. They face the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys are getting 7.5 points at home. Man, it's hard to take the Broncos here. I grabbed this when it opened at 6.5, Sean.
Yep.
This is totally where they're going to have, what, offensive line issues. There's going to be noise. It's all a bunch of backups. Denver's going to struggle. Psych! No, Denver rolls. The Cowboys aren't good. No one in the NFC East is good. When they're playing teams outside the NFC East, just bet against them.
I mean, Denver looks really sharp. Obviously, they've had some cupcake games with the Eagles and whatnot.
Here's the formula. Here's what happens. Dallas comes out, scores first. Broncos fumble the kickoff. The crowd's really into the game. The offensive line starts false starting. Peyton's getting hit. He throws the interception. That's the only way they lose. And that just sounds like too many negatives have to happen. I don't know. I love this Broncos team. I want to see the Broncos play the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. Like, that would be the ultimate game for me.
It's setting up to be like that. But
I just don't want anything to screw it up. I want them to play.
But if any, have we learned? What do we just not learn? All these teams that look good week four, something happens. They're not going to be the one seed.
And you're talking all this shit about the Giants. They got to figure it out. They're not wasting their energy right now.
Yeah, like did you see the article The Onion put out? Always a good sign when your team is featured in The Onion Sports.
Yeah.
And it was Giants concerned that they're all on the same page. And that page is losers.
Yeah. I got it, Sean.
Just want to
next up, the Houston Texans listeners. Coming off that really, really unfortunate loss, head to San Francisco, where this line is 7 everywhere now. It's in the contest, I was shocked to see it 6.5.
Ooh.
I guess at 7, it's too easy to take the Texans. I don't know what to do at 6.5. I'm going to roll with my Texans, though. I think the 49ers are garbage, especially without Alden Smith. That's a huge loss. They don't get any pressure on defense. Teams are showing you can run against them, and the Texans are one of the best teams at running the ball. I just think this sets up – and the defensive line. Like, the defensive line of the Texans is one of the few defensive lines that can match up with the San Francisco offensive line. We've seen when they can't run the ball, Colin Kaepernick struggled to throw outside the numbers. I'll take the points here.
49ers all the way here.
Nice.
I'm going to ride my Thursday night trend.
Okay.
This feels like a spot that I think Harbaugh turned this 49ers team around a little bit with the momentum. Got guys back on the same page. Kaepernick got his confidence back. They have a long week to prepare for Houston, and I think that loss was pretty deflating. I don't know if I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I would like to see how a team does against the spread when their stud quarterback – the fans are burning his jersey. I feel like that's got to rattle your psyche a little bit. And going into Candlestick to play on Sunday night, give me the Chargers. Give me the 49ers. I think Frank Gore is going to be able to run the ball. Maybe the number's a little bit high, but I like the 49ers.
All right, Sean, last up, Monday night. The Atlanta Falcons coming off that bad home loss against the Patriots. Take on the Jets, where the Jets are getting 9.5. I really don't have a great opinion on this game. I could totally see the bounce back angle for the Falcons, but also I could see the Falcons. I think it's a lot of numbers. My instincts are to grab the numbers here, so I'm going to grab the numbers.
Yeah, I mean,
also it's also another game where like 89% of the tickets are coming in on the Falcons. So
yeah, I'm going to have to go Jets here because I feel like the Jets defense is still good. So if you give me a good defense and 10 points, I'm probably going to lean that way. I mean, the X factor here is
how many times will Geno Smith give them points?
Though? Right, that's the thing. If he gives them points or if he gives them turnovers, which he seems prone to do, it's not going to be pretty. But I think 10 points is pretty reasonable for the Jets, and there is some backdoor cover potential with Geno as far as checking it up late. So I think with the defense, with Geno's potential for some small big plays and just overall solid defense, give me the Jets getting 10.
All right, Sean. You want to go first this week?
Well, I think I went first last week, but
all right, I'll go first. I know what I want. Start with my money line. Dog. Give me the Raiders. I'll take that Raiders money line all day. For my lock... this is tough, but I got to go with the Packers. Packers laying the points, and then for my three-team, six-point tees, I'm going to go... Oh, man, this is tough. All right, Packers minus one. Mm. You like that?
I do.
And then I'm going to go... I want to get this Broncos team down to 1.5.
Yeah.
See, at that point, I feel like you're dealing with a free money. You got two that are coming in for sure. So what do you do with the last one?
Wait, you think Green Bay's a lock?
Green Bay minus one? Yeah, lock.
I mean, that's a division game.
Lock it up. So for my last pick, I really want to put the Texans in there, but I don't. I'm not feeling great about it. So what I'm going to do, God, I hate doing this too, but teasing the Rams down to 5.5. Got to.
Yep.
Got to. The other one I was thinking about was the Seahawks to plus three, but not enough. I like taking the Rams down. Rams win by a touchdown.
Okay, Ryan, I'll start off with my three-team tease. I'm going to take New England, who New England up to 8.
Yeah.
England getting 8 points.
That's pretty good.
St. Louis down to 5.5.
Yep.
And Denver down to 1.5.
Yeah, Denver's so, easy.
Pretty
it's almost
there.
Too easy, Sean.
For my upset special... Give me some of those Buffalo Bills 4 points.
Okay.
I could see them winning outright against the Browns.
It's tough Thursday night, but yeah, definitely doable.
I like the Bills there in that spot. And for my lock of the week, Seattle Seahawks minus 2.5 in Indy.
All right, Sean.
All right, Ryan.
You know what else is going on in sports right now?
Yes.
Well, we should first talk about the fact that somehow hockey started.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was watching SportsCenter, and they're like, oh, the hockey season started. I'm like, what? How's that? Really?
Yep.
I don't know. It's a little weird, isn't it, Sean?
Yeah, it was. Did feel a bit surprising. I feel like they should lock out till at least November, just so we can get a handle on this NFL season. A little too busy. We got the baseball playoffs. We got the NHL. It's just too much right now. Okay, Ryan, talk to me. What are we feeling on these
baseball playoffs?
Yeah.
Well, Sean, I'm scouring the internet right now. I don't know if a game if we have a price on the Tampa Bay Boston series.
All right. Well, let's break down the series we do have.
All right. So first up, start. Surely this is not right. What's today's date, Sean? The 2nd?
Yep.
I believe the playoffs start tomorrow, correct?
Right.
Or today.
Today, if you're listening to the podcast. Which
we have the Pittsburgh Pirates heading home, actually, because in baseball, in the 5-game series, the worst team starts with 2 home games, and then they go 3 road games, or 3 games back at the home team, the better team's stadium. Mm-hmm. So Pittsburgh will host the first two, head down to St. Louis, where they will play 3, even though the internet says 2-2-1, which is incorrect. I believe, unless they changed it. Did they change it back, Sean?
You know, I don't follow.
Anyway, long story short,
stuff like
Pirates
that.
Pirates are the plus 140 dogs. Pirates, of course, sweeping the Reds to get the home field in the wild card matchup, then beating the Reds on their home turf. Francisco Liriano looked good. Pittsburgh really is the team in the National League where people just get it done. They're kind of the fun team to root for. It's tough going against this Cardinals. I'm probably not going to bet this series, but if I was going to bet it, I would take the Pirates side. I think they're a versatile team. I think they do a little bit of everything. And I think, look, AJ Burnett, not a great pitcher for the Yankees in big games, but he's really showed up this year for the Pirates. Liriano should be back to pitch game 3. He's been really good. They have a good, solid bullpen.
I feel like they have a great... I mean, not to take anything away from St. Louis's home field, but that Pittsburgh stadium was rocking. I mean,
first year in 17 years, they've been above 500, Sean.
Yeah, and first year in how many years they've been in the playoffs? It's
probably
crazy.
Yeah, look, this is the team in the National League everyone's rooting for. Even though the Dodgers have similar appeal, they just seem like too much of a big city juggernaut.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on to that series.
I'll take the Pittsburgh
Pirates. Yeah, I think if I was going to bet on this series, I would grab 140. All right, next up, Dodgers.
Doyers.
Even though the Braves are the home field team, Dodgers -160 favorites. Looks like they're going with the decision of running out Kershaw and Ryu games 1 and 2, saving Greinke for game 3 at home. That it's hard to go against their pitching staff in these 5-game series, really in the playoffs in general, where you only really use 3 pitchers. Having Greinke, Kershaw, and Ryu, it's hard to go against that. The Braves had a really great season. It's pitching. Pitching wins in the playoffs. I definitely believe this is a good line. And I would probably take the Dodgers up to -200.
Yeah, I really like the Dodgers here, like you said.
Kershaw, think of it this way. Kershaw's not losing game 1.
Yeah, and then...
So, look at the price is going to go up to 220. 250, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you could easily do a nice move here of taking... how would that... I don't know. I feel like you'd still be able to play out a decent... Take the Dodgers for the series. Then after they lose game 1, put a little on the Braves as a series line, and you cover both ends.
See, I just think the Dodgers... I think the Braves are the team that kind of did really well because their division's garbage, and they coasted in... They had a really good record, but
Dodgers coasted in a little bit as well. But that being said,
the Dodgers have the pitching. I think that's what it comes down to.
Like you said, you have 3 great starters like that. It's going to be tough to beat a team in a 5-game series.
All right, Sean. Tigers Athletics. This is crazy. I don't really fully understand this, but the Athletics are +140. I don't know the Tigers. Their offense has struggled. Down the stretch, they did not finish well. And Miguel Cabrera's hurt. And they just don't look good when he's not swinging the bat. This is tough. I don't really know. And the A's are kind of like the Pirates in the American League. Everyone kind of picks up the slack. They went out and just won their division again. They're good. They're really good.
Maybe the move is just bet on the Pirates and the A's. One of them you feel like it's going to hit. Even if they don't, you're going to have a lot of fun riding those teams.
Yeah, and it's, you know, in the Athletics case, actually I lied. The Dodgers are the team that plays 3. They go to Atlanta. That's what I said. Sorry. But I don't know. The A's just seem like the team... They start off with 2 at home. They're going to go up 2-0, and then the Tigers aren't going to be able to win 3 in a row. They're going to beat Verlander. That's what I predict. Game 1, they beat Verlander.
Verlander is not the same ace he used to be.
And last up, we got the Boston Red Sox, who will be hosting the Tampa Bay Rays, which, interesting matchup.
I'm going to go with the Rays here, because fuck Boston.
Yeah, we can't find a line, but if I had to set it based on some of these series lines, I would imagine that it would be similar in that 160 range for Boston. So I honestly like, with the exception of the Dodgers, I like the dogs and the Dodgers, and I'll probably end up betting. I'm gonna try to stay away from the Rays, Red Sox, and Pirates, Cardinals because I feel like part of it's me not liking the Cardinals and the Red Sox.
I really like the Dodgers, to be honest.
I like the Dodgers, and I like the Athletics.
Lock up the Dodgers, baby.
Yeah.
Moving on. All right, anything else to hit on, Ryan? I think we
it might be 2-2-1 now, Sean. They might have fixed it.
We'll have to look into that.
No, because the Cardinals, Red Sox, Braves, and Athletics are all home, and they have the better records.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes sense.
Yeah. Weird. Okay. They fixed their horrible, horrible system from last year.
Baseball just can't figure it out. All right, good times, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Sports Gambling Podcast. Make sure you rate, review, share, Stitcher, iTunes. That all helps. That's all great. Follow us on Twitter, @GamblingPodcast. Get at us, Facebook.com/SportsGamblingPodcast. And for the Sports Gambling Podcast, I am Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Check out League Heads. If you don't have a league, get one. Anyone who sets up a league and fills it up, we'll send a sports gambling t-shirt to. Exactly. So league's got to be at least 8 people. Get a league started. Fill it up with all your buddies. Let me know the details. I'll look into it. Once we confirm it, t-shirt coming your way.
Let it ride.